from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey unleashes his fury.
The best way I can describe it is a tin can being kicked down the road.
That's the voice of Steve Sims. He's the fire chief of Rockport, Texas, as Hurricane Harvey makes landfall.
I fear we're gonna really see some severe damage. We haven't been able to get out and see what we got going, but it's not looking good.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall at the little town near Corpus Christi early Saturday, slamming the state's Gulf Coast with strong winds and heavy rains over hundreds of miles of coastline. Harvey is the fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade, with winds of 209 kilometers per hour at the time of landfall. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the U.N. in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India poured thousands of his supporters into India's streets, where many were killed in the violent protests that followed. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India has led to violent protests by his followers and the deaths of at least 19 people. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, called a godman or holy man, was found guilty of sexually assaulting two of his followers in a case dating back to 2002. Thousands of his supporters have rioted across the country's north in response. In addition to those killed, more than 200 are thought to be injured, arson targeting many vehicles, even watching media. Over 500 Indian soldiers are called up to restore order. About 1,000 have been arrested. Singh denies the charges, although he's called on his followers to remain peaceful. He's the head of a spiritual and social welfare group with a following he claims numbers in the millions. They're drawn by sermons popular with people who feel the government has failed them.
Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. This is VOA News. Somali and U.S. military officials are investigating the results of an operation conducted in southern Somalia amid confusion on whether the attack killed civilians or al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it is aware of the civilian casualty allegations and are taking it seriously. The Somali government initially said 8 al-Shabaab fighters were killed at a farm in a joint operation by the Somali National Army and international partners. The governor of the Lower Shabelle region, Ali Nur Muhammad, took
I can confirm these people were not al-Shabaab, and they were not violent but innocent farmers that were killed in their farms for no reason.
Mohammed also said 10 civilians, including children, were killed in the operation. Yesterday, a rally in San Francisco was called Unite Against Hate in anticipation of a rally today put on by groups who might incite similar repercussions to the rallies held a couple of weeks ago in Charlottesville, Virginia. Internationally renowned recording artist MC Hammer is a resident of San Francisco.
Hate is dangerous, and we can't sit back and say, well, let them demonstrate, it'll go away. That's not the way hate operates.
Yes, yes.
So we have to stay on top of it and let it know that it can't be comfortable here in our home.
Well, apparently the preemptive effort worked. Today, the leaders of the right-wing and anti-Marxist group scheduled to hold rallies in the San Francisco Bay Area have called the events off. Joey Gibson, founder of the group Patriot Prayer, announced yesterday that the speakers initially scheduled today at Chrissy Field will now be featured at a news conference instead. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.